It is a Tech Tuesday, and that means it's time to talk to someone from CNET. God, I love this website. I've been going on it for years and years. And Ashley Escada is on the line with us right now. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just looked up on my iPhone, and I realized that my iOS, or as Bill calls it,
EOS, it's the EOS system. Only.
Was not up to date. How come it doesn't automatically just do it?
I know a lot of people, you can set it up to where your iOS will update itself in the middle of the night. There's an option for it, but I believe it's opt-in as opposed to opt-out. So it's not set up by default. So, if you jump in your settings, you can usually set it up. I have mine set up to update between... I mean, it's in the middle of the night. As long as your phone is charging, it'll update itself.
And Ashley, sometimes if you have a problem like this on your phone, you just jiggle it, right? That's what I do all the time.
Yeah. And then you blow into the microphone like an old Nintendo cartridge.
That
usually
works.
That sort of
right.
Out.
When
right.
I did wake up this morning and went onto Facebook, there was a little message that told me about protecting my information. Was that an apology? What happened?
Oh boy, man! Facebook really been dominating the tech news scene the last few weeks with this Cambridge Analytica scandal. You may have heard about it. It's long story short, guy made a personality quiz that it was for research, then gave that data to Cambridge Analytica, which is not a psychology research outfit, and that Cambridge Analytica group used that information against not only the people who had taken the quiz, but all of their friends too, which is about 87 million people, to potentially influence the election. And so Facebook's a little bit of hot water. You're seeing that message today because Mark Zuckerberg will be testifying in front of Congress later this afternoon.
Ashley, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. So once Cambridge Analytica had that information, how exactly did they use it to influence the election? That's the part that I'm kind of unclear about.
Yeah, I think the easiest way to describe it is we see personality quizzes all over Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And the original app was a personality quiz. So it might ask you questions that you've seen before in personality quizzes. Like,
which full house member are you most like? That kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's something like that. So this guy said it was for research purposes to check out. It's a little bit closer to psychological profiles. Like if you've ever taken a Myers-Briggs test, right? So similar to that. And with that data, Cambridge Analytica used the data to not only influence voters based on their worst fears or the things that they supported the most or that they were the most concerned about. They also, it basically used as psychological warfare. They also used it to manipulate people's hopes. And they would create things like ads that would then influence the election based on those results and try to, sway those people. So those types of kind of fun quizzes aren't supposed to be shared with companies like Cambridge Analytica. That's Facebook is very clear about that. And this guy did it. He turned over that data to Cambridge Analytica. And not only was it the data of those people who had taken the quiz, but they had given permission to those apps to then access their friends' information. And so that ended up turning into, a much bigger pool of people than Facebook had originally imagined.
You can go via computer. I don't know how it works on a mobile device, but you can go on your computer under settings and look at all the apps. I mean, I might have downloaded Farmville a million years ago, but it was still there. Mm-hmm. Foursquare I used to use. So, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go through your account and delete some of the apps you haven't been using, correct?
Definitely. Go through. You just don't want to give anything access to your information, your data, especially if you're not using it. And like you said, Wendy, you can go right into your Facebook account. I like to think of it as a spring cleaning, right? So we spring clean our houses every year, unless we get lazy, which is me, and I haven't done it yet. But if you go through, you should also include now your digital life in your spring cleaning. And you should go through and get rid of those apps that you don't use. Like, disconnect them from your account. Make sure that you're protected. Double check to see, you know, maybe update your password. Like, it's a really good sort of habit to form regarding your privacy on the internet.
And regarding passwords, I mean, there are several apps and things that you can get to keep track of your password. I even have my antivirus. I use Trend Micro, and they have a password manager. But I've never been using this because then somebody has access to all my passwords. I don't trust anyone anymore. Are they safe?
So a lot of the highly regarded password managers, I mean, very similarly to, you know, to buying something in an alley somewhere that they say is a real Coach bag, like, it's probably not legit, and you should not do that. You want to go to an actual source of a password manager. We really like at CNET, we like LastPass, which is, I believe, free. We really like 1Password, which has a subscription model, and I think I use 1Password, and I really like it because I can use it. I can install it on Windows. I can install it on my iPhone. I can install it on, you know, it is available for basically every platform. And how it works is, even though your account is synced to the cloud, your passwords are only stored locally. And so you only have to remember 1Password. So that's the name of 1Password. Very similar to LastPass. You have sort of a master password that unlocks your information, all of the passwords that you have saved. And so it's a little bit safer than saving your passwords in your browser. I know a lot of people that do that. But you can lose that information really easily, and also it's a little bit less secure than using something like a password manager. And it is an added level of inconvenience, and I know that. I've been trying to tell my mom, like, my mom keeps forgetting her passwords. Every time she has to log into something, she resets it. And so I'm like, you should use a password manager. And she's like, it's an extra step. I don't want to take it. I don't want to do it. And it's just easier to do it this way. And I'm like, well, but you're already taking an extra step by resetting your password. So why not just have your password in like a little lockbox that you can access? I think a password manager is great. You can also set up 2-factor authentication, which is when you log in and then it sends you either a text message or you use a little app to generate a second code to log in. That's also very secure.
All right. And LastPass and 1Password are two things that are recommended by Ashley Esqueda. Next time we talk to you for Tech Tuesday, you might want to get a new phone. I don't know where you're traveling today, but a little hard to hear you today.
No. I'm so sorry. That's so strange. You know, maybe I'm near my office and there's a lot of satellites and antenna on top of the building, so I'm wondering if maybe there's interference.
I think I'm going to blame it on some kind of a drone or Zuckerberg.
It's Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
that monster.
It's all Facebook's fault.
He owes us an apology.
Yes, he does.
Ashley, great to talk to you. Thananks so much for the information.
Thanks.
Ashley Esqueda, senior editor over at CNET, and using a phone from 1986.
Yeah, I mean, it started out bad. It seemed to get a little better.
Sometimes,
but
though, when you're on the giving end of that, you can't tell. You don't know that the line is bad.
I know. You know? I was debating whether or not we should hang up and retry it, but then it seemed to get better, and then it got worse again.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, the Tech Tuesday is sponsored by Illinois Tech's Stewart School of Business.